4, and Sarah Gonzalez, a very popular and smart talk show. I suppose you probably know her. Hubert the Blaze is here with us, Sarah Gonzalez, TX. And she's been with us for 30 minutes. Here in town, wanted to get her in studio to talk about the election and the world and what she's seeing and what she's predicting. Then the great Jade Iyer takes over about 33 minutes from now. So, Sarah, great to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is a wonderful studio you have.
I've got a lot of points I could bring up and a lot of things that I'd like to discuss, but I always have fun on your show. It's really fast-moving and very informative. You do this 7 days a week. You soak in a lot of stuff up there in Dallas. What's your gut-level feeling on Trump and the election just how many days is it now? 17, 16 days away?
Yeah. I think that I've felt a palpable shift in momentum here towards Trump. I really feel it. For a while, Kamala, I think, peaked right after she had her DNC speech where she wasn't actually being questioned. She wasn't having to give these interviews. She wasn't having to talk. She had to go on prompter. And so now you're seeing Kamala in front of Bret Baier. There's nothing there. But they have to put her in front of people because they see the polls. And the answer to low polling is give her more interviews. The problem is she's just really, really bad at this. And so I think that the shift is palpable. I mean, even here in Austin, I like to talk to people a lot. And so I go out and I talk to people and I just total strangers and I just ask them who they're voting for. We were at a hotel last night and every single one of the people that we talked to from New Jersey, from New York, you know, even here from Texas, they all were saying that they were voting for Trump. And so you can feel it. Right.
I mean, listen, 55% of black males in all the polls are going to vote. 30% of black women, 35% of Hispanic women, 55% of Hispanic males. That's a landslide shift. That's why they're trying to bring in the illegals, obviously, to replace that in the demographic. And then I literally do it obnoxiously. I will just in stores forever. Usually they come over and shake my hand anyways. Almost every black person I've talked to the last 3-4 months, I say, hey, you don't mind me asking who you vote for. Well, you probably got to guess. I'm a voting for the crook.
Yeah,
I'm not going to vote for the liar.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, and very prominent black talk show hosts that have been liberals in the past are coming out and saying they're not voting for and saying everybody they know is not voting for.
Right. Well, because it's hard to run a campaign on I'm going to change all of these things that suck when you are the reason that it sucks. And so that's the predicament that she's in. She's telling all these people, I acknowledge that you're paying more at the grocery store, that you're paying more at the gas tank. I acknowledge that things are hard right now. I won't take responsibility for it, but I acknowledge that things are hard right now, but I can't fix it until you elect me to be first in command. This is her audition. It sucks.
It's so bad, it's like it's not real. It makes me think we are in an alternate reality.
Yeah.
This is like some, you know, God's comedy channel or something.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's really hard to fathom how bad. Here's what I can't believe it every time I think about it. How bad it's gotten in just 3.5, almost 4 years. That's how poorly they've run the country, how many millions upon millions of illegals they have allowed into this country, how bad things have gotten in just such a short amount of time, not just in this country, but globally. I mean, I used to, I've listened to you for a long time, but you know how important America is to global stability. Like, you know it, you learn it, you understand it, but you don't feel it as much as you do right now in this moment. I mean, I never really felt it like I do right now with what's happening with Russia and Ukraine, with what's happening with Israel and Iran. I mean, you feel the ramifications.
The danger.
Yeah, the ramifications of having a weak America.
And then in position polls, in policy polls, in issue polls, he's double digit. And always historically, that tracks for a total landslide. But then it doesn't totally match up with the polls, though he's ahead even in their skewed polls. They're in panic mode. That's why they tried to kill him twice.
Right. Yeah. Oh, 100%. Well, they're in panic mode trying to kill him twice and also having Kamala agree to go on interviews with Fox News. Now, I'm not telling you that Fox News is the most conservative mainstream media outlet out there. But what I will say is they certainly perceive Fox News to be the enemy. So to have Kamala Harris go into enemy territory, I think speaks volumes about where they know their campaign is at.
Blaze host Sarah Gonzalez riding shotgun with us. We're going to cover a bunch of big issues on the other side of the 60-second break. Stay with us. I don't fight tyranny because I hate the tyrants. Oh, I do hate them. I do it because I love the people behind me I'm defending. I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. I've been holding back my real capabilities. I'm most ashamed of. It's a little scary. I have decided and am just now accessing the genetic memory codes to release my full potential against the New World Order. Good luck, globalist. Because if you thought Alex Jones was a problem before, I want you to throw everything you've got at me. Whatever you think it is you need to do.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the federal government's licking its lips. In 25 days, 9 hours, 53 minutes, 34 seconds, Infowars up for sale on the chopping block. Soros-backed group, Media Matter says they're going to buy it to shut it down. But some big heavy hitters I'm not going to name are saying they're coming in to buy it. What a three-ring circus. And that just goes how panicked the power structure is. And if this was happening to Sarah Gonzalez, or if this was happening to Elon Musk, or if this was happening to Joe Schmo, Sally Sixpack, Sally Soccer Mom, I would be making a big deal about it. But in federal filings I showed you the last few days, I can show them to you again, they say Jones does not have a 13th Amendment. He's different. We can own his name. First time ever they're claiming they own my name in these filings. That's a precedent they're trying to make. And I'm not trying to make myself the big topic, but what do you think of that?
No, I mean, it's incredible what they have done to you throughout all of this process. I think every American should be extremely concerned, because if they're going to do it to you, they're going to do it to anyone. They're scared of the voice that you have and the reach that you have, clearly. I mean, I was looking on X before I came on. I mean, you know, hundreds of thousands of people tune in to watch you, and they can't have that because you're telling the truth about what they're doing.
Well, that's just on X, but they also false report us thousands of times a day. So when, yeah. And then Elon said it where his account doesn't have that problem. Everybody else does. When it goes back through its cycle, we've had 50 million viewers of a show a day just on X. And then they go put the clamps on it.
Of course.
But people have to hand share it.
Yeah. Of course. Well, you're speaking truth. We can't have that in America in 2024.
And now the EU has officially announced, just like Brazil, that they are going to not just fine X because he, quote, allows free speech. That was yesterday. X, 6% of its gross revenue. They're going to fine all Musk companies. Did you hear that?
No, I hadn't heard that.
So my point is, and that's why I had Musk people call me, I'm going to leave it at that. They understand that they're just setting the precedent with me.
Sure. Oh, of course. Thank God that Elon Musk bought X.
Thank God. What do you think of people that sit on the fence about Trump, like the 32 million Christians that say they're not going to vote because he's not Jesus?
I honestly, Alex, I'm disgusted with anyone, especially people who have children in this country who are refusing to vote for Donald Trump, who are sitting on the sidelines. I mean, I have a lot of friends who were DeSantis supporters, and I understand he's governed the state of Florida incredibly. He's done an amazing job over in the state of Florida. But the primaries are over, and we have our guy. And when you are dealing with the deep state and all of these globalists who are literally
trying to kill him.
Yeah, trying to kill him, trying to kill Americans, trying to kill anyone who gets in their way. I don't want to hear your sob story about how Donald Trump has not come out as strongly pro-life as you want him to be. Now is not the time to quabble about things like that. This is real serious issues that we're dealing with right now in America. There's just absolutely no reason for someone who professes to be a Christian to sit this one out. It's too damn important.
Yeah, if you don't vote for Trump, I'll say you're voting for Satan. I mean, it couldn't be more obvious with Tampon Tim and the rest of it. This just came down from the Department of Health and Human Services. It mirrors a bunch of state laws they passed, like Minnesota, with the walls got done, where they're now going to take people's children and foster children. If the school's brainwashing them, they're another gender, and you say, no, you stop brainwashing, they take your child and kidnap it. Now the federal government's going to get fully behind that. I mean, the Christians are going to vote for that. Suffer the little ones. Trump will protect the children from that, and you're not going to vote for him. So you're now voting by not voting for them to take children and sterilize them.
Yeah.
So that's your goody two-shoes fake Christians for you.
Right, right, exactly. That doesn't sound very pro-life to me. That doesn't sound very pro-family to me. But they've been telling us that they are going to do this for a very long time, right? Like, they have been telling for such a long time, they've been trying to use the language to change the culture by saying things like, there are children, they're all of society's children, they're all of our children. And by using the public, you know, indoctrination education system in order to instill all of these values into these children to confuse them, to isolate them from their families. I mean, this is the communist playbook right now that you're seeing them. And this is just kind of the end result of that.
Now, I've got some other issues I want to raise in a limited time, but you got to get in there for a full hour soon and also do the other shows you've done before. What do you think is going to happen with this election? Because the Democrats are talking about not certifying Trump. They're claiming he's going to use the military against citizens. Kamala is. Meanwhile, they've signed an executive order now put into a DOD directive 5240.01. To not just, quote, kill American citizens during civil unrest, but to take over. This is a martial law document. I've been covering it for 3 weeks. It finally trended top of X 2 days ago. Trump needs to talk about this because they're accusing him of this. Meanwhile, they're actually setting it up.
Yeah. I mean, but that's what they always do. They are the party of projection. They project what they are going to do or are in the middle of doing onto their political opponent. Look, I don't know what it's going to take for the average American to understand that the government hates you. They literally hate you and they want you dead. That's just all that there is to it. So I don't know what it's going to take for Americans to wake up, for Americans to get active in this election. I'm hopeful that this is going to be the election that they finally say we've had enough, especially with what's happened in North Carolina, with all of the devastation from the hurricane, or hurricanes, I should say. And when you look around, who do you see? You see average everyday citizens helping citizens. You don't see FEMA anywhere. FEMA is not only not helping and not on the ground, but they are oftentimes like prohibiting other people from bringing in supplies, from bringing in help. And so you're dealing with a group of bureaucrats who absolutely despise you, who cannot stand you, who in what you're talking about, Alex, in some instances want to kill you if you disagree with them. I don't know what it's going to take for people to get active and wake up and stop sitting on the sidelines, especially these Christians that you're talking about.
And they're trying to sell us on complacency and trying to demoralize us. I remember 15 years ago, Bloomberg had a headline. They could probably pull it up. They search web or even click images. I can find really old stuff. They'll have a screenshot of it. But it was basically WEF meets with UN and proposes replacing leaders with technocrats. And then when it went deeper, it said, yeah, we own most of the politicians. We got them doing our agenda. And as our agenda that's unpopular discredits the governments, people will then turn to the corporations and a global social credit score, which they've now got in place and are now rolling out, to fix things. And that's why they give you Dementia Joe. That's why they give you, you know, Kamala Harris. As if they couldn't find competent, even if they were evil, well-spoken people like Newsom. And as if they don't have lots of competent, smart, you know, women like you and MTG we had on today. But, of course, you wouldn't sell out. My point is, right. They give us a horrible idiot that only got 2% in polls in the primaries and zero votes to demoralize us and just train us to accept a lower and lower bar. I mean, and they admit this is a real methodology. How do you think we counter that?
I mean, look, I think that first step of that is obviously getting Donald Trump elected, because if there's one thing that I think he has realized that perhaps he didn't realize as much as he could have his first term was that, you know, he ran on, I'm going to clear out the deep state, I'm going to drain the swamp. I don't think he understood how deep the rot went in Washington, D.C. I think after two assassination attempts and after everything that's happened and seeing all of this, the money laundering scheme that's going on in Ukraine and seeing what these bureaucrats, what these deep state globalists have done, I do think that he now understands what time it is. I think that he now understands how bad the rot is. And I don't think that it will happen in just 4 years. But I do think step one is obviously getting Donald Trump elected, getting him in there to really clear house and get rid of all of these people that you're talking about. It's not going to take 4 years, though. It's going to take much longer.
Yeah. No, you're right. But he's talked about all the people he's going to bring in. He's openly said, and I knew this, you know, when he first got in, because the FBI went after anybody that was good that could tell him who was bad. But he just believed the mainline Republican Party about who to replace in the government.
Exactly.
Now he knows he has to get people that are not just Republicans, but that are patriots. And that's why they're so scared. He's not going to put most of them in prison, though it's his duty to put some of them in prison once we take the Justice Department back so they can't keep committing crimes and to scare off other criminals. But he's really just got to fire a bunch of these globalists. I mean, a simple search off each of their names will tell you who they are.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think it's also really important, too, to see who he has aligned with. Because when you're talking about Tulsi Gabbard, when you're talking about RFK Jr., you're talking about people who will help him expose this stuff. These are people who have...
Rebels who've left their own cult.
Yes, exactly right. And they have lived through this. I mean, you're talking about RFK Jr. trying to get him to release all of the damning documents with JFK's assassination. I mean, you're talking about really, really damning stuff against the United States government that I think he has the right people around him now. He has formed this coalition, and I think that he really can work to unravel a lot of it.
I agree, and they're telling us, Elon Musk, this is a revolution against the globalists.
Yes.
And I'm not going to get into private conversations with Trump or people I know that talk to Trump, what he's been saying, but he says it on the podium, but he also, we're going to crush these globalists. We've almost got them. I can't believe how bad it is. I didn't know it was this bad. He thought he'd come in and bring prosperity, make all the companies even more money, because he said you're running things where you make less money and you enslave people because they want control. He thought they just wanted prosperity and were dumb. No, now he knows they really want to make everybody else poor, and Trump's like, we're not doing that.
Right, right. Yeah, his eyes have been opened. He sees what time it is. Honestly, I think that there was even a shift after the first assassination attempt when he got shot. You could feel it in his tone, in his demeanor. I think that there was a shift where he really understood, oh, no, they really want to kill me. I was talking about locking Hillary Clinton up. I didn't actually do it. Maybe that was my bad.
And by the way, this is, you're totally right. I can tell you the Trump family and Trump know the Secret Service stood down, know the orders were made by the deputy head, now the head, Ronald Rowe. I mean, they know. You're right. Trump now knows. I mean, yeah. He was sure before, but now he really knows.
Yeah. Which, imagine being in that position. Imagine being in that position and knowing that these people are assigned to protect you in a life or death situation. And so you can't, there's only so much you can say, right? You can't come out and say, you guys all suck and you're out to kill me. Because these are
the people. Well, yeah. And the few agents they give him, they're not part of it.
Sure.
They're in the line of fire, too.
Sure.
It's Ronald Rowe.
Sure. Of course. It stinks from the top. So, yeah, I mean, I just think that there's been a shift in his demeanor. I fully, fully believe that he understands what needs to be done and that he, of course, is the guy to do it.
I got a lot of questions in the 12 minutes we have left, but what else is on your radar? What else has got you really fired up?
I mean, just the idea that we have Venezuelan gangs taking over apartment complexes. I know, the mainstream media is going to tell you.
Yeah, I was on your show a month ago. They were saying it wasn't real. The governor said it was a fantasy. Now they've taken over four of them in San Antonio.
Right, exactly. But don't worry, because whatever hack, Martha Raddatz or whoever it was, told J.D. Vance, well, it's just a handful of apartment complexes. I cannot believe that in the United States of America, we have reporters saying it's only a handful of apartment complexes that Venezuelan gangs are taking over.
And killing and beating people on video. And why won't the cities, where are the police?
Right. I mean, you have to assume that they're told to stand down. So you have in this country, not just, you know, first they deny that it happens, right? This is their playbook. First, they deny that it's happening, even though you see with your very own two eyes that it's happening. Then they admit softly that it's happening and say, well, but it's just a handful of apartment complexes. And then once they are forced to admit that, they're going to try to sell you on, yes, it's happening, but here's why it's good, which is what you heard Bill Clinton say the other day when he went out stumping for Kamala and accidentally admitted that these unvetted strangers were entering the country and killing people like Lake and Riley. But what did he say after that? He said, yeah, it wouldn't have happened if we vetted them, but we're not reproducing at the correct rates. So we need these people to come in here. So this is why it's good. And that is what you're seeing, this evolution of messaging from the Democrats, that all of a sudden it wasn't happening. And now, oh, actually, it is, but we need these people to come in and what, kill Americans, I guess?
Which is replacement migration. He's like, yeah, I guess they could have vetted them right, but you know, Trump wouldn't pass the bill to fix it. And then the bill made it even worse.
Right, right. It was more Border Patrol agents to process people into the interior.
We've got to replace Americans.
Right.
But then if you talk about replacement migration, they say it doesn't exist, even though it's a UN plan.
Yeah, yeah. It's a conspiracy theory, except you can just drop the theory because it's just actually happening. The Great Replacement Theory is not a theory. It's just happening.
Well, here's the good news. There is a global awakening. Even the globalists, their own internal documents that leak admitted. Populists are getting elected everywhere, from Latin America to Asia to Europe to North America. And the system can throw everything it's got at us, and they may even steal it from Trump and God knows what. But in the end, this establishment's going down. I think we need to spend more time about what we support and what we would build once these guys have been defeated. Because we can't just oppose the New World Order, transhumanist death cult. We've also got to promote something.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that that comes with a lot of decentralization. I mean, just in this country and of
course. Bingo. Wow. Everything's about decentralization.
Everything.
Because that puts it back in the people's. You just.
Exactly.
Wow. That, I don't say that enough. Decentralization's king.
Yeah. Yeah. We have to talk about it. I mean, going back to the hurricane. I mean, imagine how much better it would have been if these people, if these locals were given the money and they were like, hey, here is the money. You guys go do what you need to do to help your neighbors. Who's going to know best? Of course, the people that live there, the people that are on the ground, the people that are seeing the devastation, who know the area. And so, I mean, you can take every single issue that's plaguing this country and just take it back to decentralization. And once we start doing that, once we start doing mass deportations, which absolutely has to happen, we can really start talking about, you know, gaining ground.
And I'm glad you say that, because I talk about the solution being close to God, you know, loving your family, then being informed, then standing up for yourself, then not being politically correct, even in small ways. And that's all important. And I talk about it some, but you just, when you said that this morning when I was exercising, I got blood pumping through my brain, it, you know, works better then. I'm like, I've got to explain why you need to know how to farm or even have a garden or know how to fix your car and demand cars that we're even allowed to fix. The new ones they've been making, you can't even fix because they want you separated. They're destroying the human system, not even for convenience, but in their own great reset to make us obsolete so they can dictate the terms of our surrender. And people say, why do you care about Australia or Germany or, you know, Brazil? Because it's the same global corporate banking BlackRock system that is attacking them and testing systems that they're using on us and them. And they can't get power if we do have sovereign nations and if we do have sovereign local areas and different cultures. So that's how the globalists will be stopped, is through real diversity. When they say diversity, they mean none of you actually have your sovereignty or culture. And then we have this monochromatic New World Order you all accept that they call diversity, but it's actually the opposite.
Right, right. No, you're exactly right. I mean, look, it's going to take a lot of work. And thank God for people like you who are coming out there and explaining to people, you guys have to take a step back. You have to learn how to farm. You have to learn how to do these things. But I do think that Americans have woken up since COVID. I don't think they're all the way there yet, but I do think that there was an awakening that happened during COVID where a lot of people who didn't think the government would ever do all of the things that they did, mandatory mass vaccinations, you know, shutting down your home, you're not allowed to leave your home, shutting down your work, and then saying, don't worry, we shut you down, but here, we're going to take a lot of your taxpayer money and we're going to fund you guys to live.
And then a year later, those jobs are gone forever.
Exactly. Exactly right. So I do think that there is sort of a shift and an awakening that has happened since 2020. We just need to build on that and capitalize off of that as well.
I agree. I mean, if you read the Rockefeller Foundation and UN plans 20 years ago, 15 years ago, that's how I knew it was coming. And people are like, how did Jones say 14 years ago they're going to release a virus and then give you a poison shot that erases your immune system? And because it was in the documents. People watched me on Jesse Ventura's show, you know, saying that 2009, even before Operation Lockstep. And then the new X-Files series, Carter, you know, told a Variety, he said, no, I mean, I got that off the Alex Jones show. I'm not trying to brag. It's just, it shows our influence. So people know that the pro-human liberty movement just doesn't have the general public. We also have thinkers who aren't bad guys who see that. So they made the new reboot in 2016, right when Trump was being elected, about the government releasing a virus to scare people, giving them a shot that erases your immune system so they can control them. And then they actually did that. And they now admit that's what it's done. And people ask how I know that, because they tell you. The UN said 20 years ago, we're going to use a succession of disease X's, meaning not known yet, to bring in world government. And then they brag about how they did it. But the good news is that was their ace card. That was their big move. And it had traction at first, but it blew up in their face and has caused the biggest awakening ever.
Yeah, yeah, I totally agree. I mean, does it ever get tiring, Alex, of explaining this to people and you're like, it's on their website, the Great Reset. It's on their website. Just go see it. Just go type it out.
The Rockefeller Foundation said we'll use the virus to get rid of and we'll train people to be locked in their homes, which will lower their carbon footprint. And then after COVID, they said, now this trains you to stay in your home. Now we're going to have carbon lockdowns.
Right.
I mean, it's all tells you.
Right, right. They're telling on themselves all the time. All you have to do is just go literally look at the documents.
I see it all over X. Like, Jones must be one of them. How's he know all this? Because they tell us. And it's weird. Have you ever noticed somebody puts a rumor out? If I said, I heard from a gas station attendant that a colonel told him while he was putting oil in his car that they're planning martial law. And I'm like, here's the actual martial law plan from last month. It's like, it's whatever. I don't even care about that.
Right, right. Yeah, it's incredible. But I mean, again, you know, there are a lot of people who spread actual conspiracy theories on X, but I'm so grateful that that Elon Musk took that and got it back to the people. And of course that he finally allowed you back on there.
Yeah, I mean, he's not shadow banned. I mean, we know how it was done to him. Remember 2 years ago, they were blocking his post by false flagging it as bad.
Yeah.
And then you don't even see it, but it's in the algorithm that blocks you, but it's still being done to me and everybody else, but we're still there.
You're there, right?
Well, people can by hand go get it, and they can by hand share the videos and articles.
Right,
but
right.
If they don't do it, it's not going to happen.
Right, exactly right. But yeah, I mean, I think that it tells a lot about where we are in society that Americans have been so trained to believe the government. Whatever the government talking point is, you just believe it instead of going out there and looking at the information yourself. It's right there, readily available for you to consume if you so choose. And instead, there are way too many Americans who have for so long just believed what the government told them. I think with COVID, that was the beginning of the awakening of people saying, no, I don't think I'm doing this again.
Well, here's another example. Democrats for decades have been giving illegal aliens driver's licenses, saying they only vote in local elections, but most local elections are part of the federal and state election. It's just every once in a while there's some kind of runoff or somebody dies, so they've got to have a special election. And then people don't believe it still because the left, while they say they're doing it, also say it doesn't exist. But then the Secretary of State, as 2 weeks ago, says, yeah, we're going to let people vote with non-citizen IDs. People go, what is that? I mean, it's just crazy.
Here in the state of Texas, I mean, this is a state where you would expect that that would not happen. But you're talking about places like Alabama. I'm sure you saw this in Alabama. Alabama was involved in a lawsuit against the DOJ because Alabama was removing the non-citizens from their voter rolls so that they couldn't participate in the federal election. The DOJ sued them, and a judge just recently told Alabama they had to reinstate those voters because that was a form of voter suppression.
And the same thing's happening now in Georgia. Sarah Gonzalez, if people don't know who you are, they do now, though you're very popular. You are got a firecracker broadcast. Tell people how they find you and how they can spread your show.
Sure. Yeah, I appreciate that. It's Sarah Gonzalez Unfiltered. You can find me on YouTube. You can find me, of course, on Blaze TV. And you can find me on X. It's at Sarah Gonzalez TX. And then the show is, of course, Sarah Gonzalez Unfiltered.
And we got about a minute and a half left. Gut level. What do you see happening in 16 days? I can't believe it's that close.
Yeah, I would say, look, I don't think I did a documentary in the state of Michigan about voter fraud. I do think the state of Michigan is they're going to rig it. But I think other than that, I think that Trump is going to come out of this as the 47th president. I think that it's going to be close in a couple states, not because of real votes, but because the Democrats are going to rig it as much as they know how. I just think that it's going to be too big to rig.
I agree with that, except MTG said this when she was on in the second hour, and because I watched the Democrats, it's true. There's so much election fraud here in Texas, and they're blocking Ken Paxton from investigating or charging. The Democrats are planning to do a real sneak attack. I think there's a good chance Texas goes blue. If people don't believe that, they're going to try.
Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that, Alex.
People better vote.
I know. Don't take anything for granted. Go vote.
Sarah Gonzalez, you back to Dallas after this?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the Texas-Georgia game tomorrow, and then I'm back to Dallas.
All right, you're down here. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Thank you.
I snuck in the Texas-OU game via TV last weekend. It was fun to hang out with my parents watching it.
Did you really?
Yeah, I rarely watch it, but it's good to have a little R&R here.
Yeah.
Sarah Gonzalez TX on X. All right, Jay Dyer's loaded for bear, and then Owen Schroyer. Spread the links, folks, and support us at thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you.
I was sent home with a sample of this, thinking it was just almost like a vitamin mineral fusion type of, vitamins and minerals and just healthy stuff to help make up for the lack of nutrients in the food and water and air that we breathe. Everything we consume is just completely destroyed nutritionally, and so this will make up for it. What I didn't realize is it gives you incredible energy. So I drank it at night and then laid in bed from about 8 p.m. till about 2 a.m. just going, what did I, drink a Red Bull after dinner? And I'm like, oh wait, it's called Optimal Human, and it's amazing. It was incredible. I didn't realize how much pure, powerful energy it gives you. So just be careful. It's powerful stuff. Use advisedly. See, I just thought it was going to be vitamins and minerals. Instead, it's just incredible energy. Optimal Human. There it is. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Yeah, so I got a canister of that. Put a scoop in. And here's what you do. Here's what I did. About half a lemon worth of lemon juice. Get some lemon juice, put it in the Optimal Human, because the Optimal Human taste is kind of, it just tastes kind of like a black tea. It's good by itself, but man, I added some lemon juice and it was actually delicious. And then it kept me up all night because it was incredibly good energy. So if you need some energy and want to make up for the lack of nutrients in the modern food supply, make your way to thealexjonesstore.com. Get yourself some Optimal Human. It really is powerful stuff. Optimal Human, it is really incredible. It's one of the things, like, you know, it's not a placebo effect because I wasn't expecting it to give me a ton of energy. I just thought it'd be giving me vitamins and nutrients. I didn't do my research, but yes, it has a lot of stuff in here for incredible natural energy. And I felt it last night, and I'm feeling it today as well. It's got prebiotics and probiotics. Ashwagandha Optimal Human combines the power of prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes, antioxidants, and adaptogens to support your health from the inside out. Our comprehensive formula ensures you get to the nutrients you need for optimal wellness. Optimal Human supports gut health, immune function, and cognitive performance while maintaining vitality and reducing inflammation. Optimize your health now with 30% off out of the gates with this amazing introductory offer at thealexjonesstore.com. Sometimes things like iodine, you're not going to feel it right away. It's going to be cumulative, and the longer you take it, the more you're going to feel it, and it really hits you a couple days after taking it regularly. That's not one of these. That's not what Optimal Human is. Optimal Human is something that you feel right away and all day. It's really, really powerful stuff. TheAlexJonesStore.com is where you can get it. Optimal Human, complete daily nutrient, whole health nutritional supplement. Go check it out. Do your own research.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jace Analysis. And as I was listening to Alex break down the news earlier today, he mentioned this idea of a death cult. We're in the grip of a death cult. And he mentioned Thanos, he mentioned depopulation. And I was thinking about this cult agenda. It's a perfect analogy for understanding the spell, the mind control that everyone is under. In fact, I'm going to lay out about 10 signs, the top 10 signs that we are in the thralls of a death cult. This overall agenda, though, before I list those top 10 reasons, top 10 examples, signs, is that, you know, really this is all about control of energy. Human energy, human capital, human population. Money is a symbol of energy and the exchange of value. And that's why they have to really shut down anything that pertains to the expansion of life, the expansion of human beings, more energy, etc. All of that has to be shut down. And hence, it all revolves around sustainability, austerity, and you having less. Really, that just means less humans in general. Everything in life is energy. And so to control energy, to control the exchange of energy and the mediums of energy is really the essence of everything. That's why they're moving towards the banning of cars, the banning of you having gas stoves, banning of you having the ability to be self-sufficient, to have your own means, your own ways of operating outside of their system and their control. So really, it's all totally about control. That's why they're pushing. Now we have the death pods in places like Canada and other European countries. You need to be able to be assigned a specific time when you die, just like the movie Logan's Run. You need to die at a certain age, and that'll probably get younger and younger as time goes by. I think in Logan's Run, in that dystopian film, it's about age 30 where you have to die. That's why there's death care, euthanasia, again, being promoted across various forms of education. The banning of meat and the mandating of eating bugs. Humans are bad for the planet, but also so are cows, cattle, etc. All real nutrient-dense forms of food must be banned, must be controlled, must be eradicated. That also necessitates the banning of travel. The banning of free exchange and free commerce is also part of this plan because, again, it's a death cult agenda. That's really the best model, the best analogy to understand, because it's not just an analogy. It literally is a death cult. I put up a video that got censored on some of the big platforms because I was talking about how some of the big pop stars, for example, have been initiated into a specific death cult, the Crowleyan death cult. And that death, I mean, they even talk about it openly in their songs. Jay-Z wears, you know, Crowley gear. Beyonce promotes all kinds of transhumanism and other agenda. They promote the vegan agenda, not eating meat, et cetera. That's because they're all part of this cult. And to be in this group, this in-group, you have to promote the death cult ideology. You have to promote the idea of not having children, of essentially all forms of sterilization, which includes all of the LGBTQ trans agenda. You must also be going along with all forms of tracking and tracing to be part of this death cult. So again, no freedom of exchange, no freedom of travel, no freedom of commerce, because you have to have everything in your life absolutely, completely controlled, tracked, and traced. And that will get down to the point, according to Klaus's book, where everything is rationed. Maybe you went over your carbon rations today. Maybe you said a bad word and you have your credits turned off this week with a universal basic income. This is all part of the same agenda. You can go back to the 1980s and 90s. They talked about the Rio summit. They said that that summit that they would have to limit every area of life into this austerity model. Agenda 21 is another one. Bush was there for that, by the way. The biodiversity project, the plans that they have for 2030, those are all really right now being rolled out. And so I think it's really symbolic that we might see the end of InfoWars, at least as it is right now. Hopefully, with God's blessing and providence, it'll turn into something that can continue on and be successful. I think that's probably what's going to happen. We've been praying for that for sure. And hopefully you guys are praying for that too. But the Wildlands Project, this was mentioned a long time ago, many years ago, this idea that they would rewild America for the purpose of depopulation. And so you see, for example, environmental disasters, and that this might be the precedence for pushing people into smart cities, to coffin apartments and all that. That's all part of the same agenda. 15-minute cities, the initiatives to introduce DEI, ESG, all of these measures, which would then control at a corporate level all the means of production, all the ways in which people might make a living. Everything would be tracked, traced, and controlled, and that's exactly where we are. All of the stuff, it's very symbolic, right? I've been listening to InfoWars for 20 years now. I remember the first broadcast I heard from Alex was about 2003, so actually 21 years. And I have seen in that time everything Alex talked about 20-plus years ago roll out. So it's very significant that we're now at the stage where they're actually rolling out sex bots, for example. This is on the market. The bots are coming out. I'm not saying every bot is necessarily bad. I think there's a lot of good applications for these technologies. But the problem is that the people, for the most part, except for those like Elon that are on Team Humanity, most of the people involved in pushing this, at least openly, have a depopulation euthanasia agenda. They're Malthusian. And that's what we're going to talk about, this death cult. And the signs of a death cult and this overall agenda that's being pushed. And number 10, I want to start with number 10 because these are the signs that you always see of a cult. Think about cult leaders. Think about, for example, famous Hollywood and CIA connected cults. In fact, most of the big famous cults have some shady, sus connection to intelligence agencies, to the FBI or foreign intelligence agencies. Think, for example, of Jonestown that had some suspicious connections. with high-level people. In fact, it seems like there's evidence that perhaps that area in Guyana was being used for CIA weapons trafficking. Heaven's Gate, another one that comes to mind, where people were mind-controlled and committed a suicide, just like Jonestown. That one was odd because there was a direct connection, if I recall. It's been many years since I looked at it, but there's a direct connection between somebody in the FBI and the house where that event occurred. Now, that could be happenstance, but again, we usually find these curious connections. Church of Satan, a lot of deep state connections with Anton LaVey, Interpol, CIA connections, tie-ins to, if I remember, Ted Kennedy. There's a big write-up in the Daily Beast or something about that. Charles Manson, of course, right? That's the Process Church of the Final Judgment that has connections to British intelligence groups, connections to the CIA. The Tom O'Neill Chaos book has delved into that. Michael Aquino, right? Satanism, Church of Satan. He left the Church of Satan to create the Church of Set. He wrote the Army's Psychological Warfare Doctrine with Paul Valley. And then we have other groups like Scientology, which comes out of Crowley's OTO. L. Ron Hubbard was a member of the OTO for a time and went through the various degrees of that ritual before starting his own cult. And the same with Wicca. Modern witchcraft and Wicca derives also from these groups. And that's important because Crowley, remember, was a British intelligence-connected occultist who was an asset for British intelligence at the time of World War I and perhaps even after that. Now, I mention that because that seems to be the cult of choice of a lot of the pop stars. A lot of the Hollywood people, they really prefer this, sex cult, sex magic type stuff, because it's one of the easiest ways to really entrap people. I think on Maslow's hierarchy of needs, that was one of the obviously, high up needs there after food and security is sex. And I think Maslow, when he drew up that list of needs, which he was doing, by the way, for a project, the MKUltra, that was part of MKUltra, to create a way for people to profile world leaders through this hierarchy of needs and maybe to figure out, what does Putin prefer? What does Xi Jinping, what's his profile based on these sort of Maslow hierarchies? But that applies then to the population in general to get a profile and think about our leaders in government and these so-called, ridiculous bureaucracy entities. Think about them as basically cult leaders. That's a good way to think of it. And so with them, they will typically tell you, these are my signs of a death cult, ignore reality and operate on the basis of emotion. A lot of the programming, a lot of the propaganda that we see functions on the basis of getting us to invest in things, not on the basis of critical thinking, logic, basic, factual reasoning, but on the basis of emotion. For example, in warfare, the babies in the incubators, remember this with Saddam, this was supposed to, drum up a bunch of emotion and get people invested in this conflict in the Middle East when it was based on, in that case, with a Bush PR firm, something completely fraudulent. Think about the story of Private Lynch, Jessica Lynch. That was drawn up in the Pentagon. It was a story concocted, I think, with, if I recall, Jerry Bruckheimer was involved with the Rumsfeld and people concocting this story to promote women in the military. It was a emotion-based story. And most war propaganda functions that way. Successful war propaganda usually is grounded in something very basic, something usually involving the massacres of children, the horrors inflicted upon the children. And that's intended to get you riled up emotionally so that you will immediately bypass your critical thinking skills and just attach yourself to whatever the agenda is at the moment. And that's a key point of cults, right? Cults are all about that. And especially the death cult that we all live under, that death cult wants us to not function and think on the basis of what's practical and what's essentially logical, but what's rather emotional, so that we react rather than assess. The death cult that we're under utilizes meaningless slogans and empty phrases. This one is really popular. Think, for example, I understand all politicians need a kind of a slogan, but think about these bizarre ones that we've heard from Kamala Harris. Things like, what can be unburdened by what has been. I don't even know what that means, but I assume it means probably something lifted from communist revolutionaries. It really sounds like something from Mao or somebody like that. I mean, remember back in the Obama days, right? Hope and change. I think that was also lifted from older socialist ideas. And I'm not saying that they're strictly speaking totally socialist. They're actually underneath the wealthiest people on the planet pushing corporate socialism and communism. So meaningless slogans that they don't want you to think about these things, but just to sort of repeat these things like mindless sheep. That's one of the key techniques that cults use to repeat the slogan, mantras, chants, right? And that's exactly what our overlords do with us. And you'll notice, for example, if you have a discussion with someone, why is it wrong to have, you know, on-demand abortion, and why is it wrong to have, euthanasia and death education? The mindless members of the cult will say, because there's too many humans. How do you know there's too many humans? Who told you that? How do you know that? Is there? Are you sure? Well, most of the time they don't actually have a reason for that. It's just what they've heard the news say. So they're repeating what their overlords have told them, just like a cult member. So think of everyone in a cult. You're not dealing with people functioning on the basis of logic and reasoning. You're dealing with people functioning on the basis of emotion and the sunken cost fallacy. They're invested in, emotionally attached to the cult that the masses are still a part of. Money is what rules cults. And you'll notice that there's always a pretty sharp divide between the lifestyle of the cult leader and what he demands of his devotees. For example, think of the Osho cult. If you've never seen Wild Wild Country, I think you should go check out that documentary. It was a great four or five part series that Netflix did a few years ago on Osho's cult. And at a certain point back in the 80s, I think, when Osho and his handler, Sheila, were invited on Donahue, you know, somebody brought up the fact that he demands pretty hefty tithes from his cult members, and yet he has 13 Rolls Royces. And in the interview, Sheila, his handler, says, "And by Tuesday, he will have 14 tough titties." That's one of my favorite quotes from cult leaders. This tells us that the cult leader is totally divorced from the way the rest of society lives. They have no connection with the people. And our government, corporate government overlords, live this way as well. They don't know what it's like. They don't know how to cook hamburgers on a grill. They don't know how to check out at the checkout line. They're totally divorced from everyday, normal, healthy living because they live a totally different lifestyle. And they're so detached that eventually I think this will collapse. They will be so detached from reality. Their worldview is so detached from reality that hopefully we will win. I think we will. It might get worse before it gets better. But the key point here is that money rules, and think about the cult as an example. Everybody's seen these crazy cult leaders with 14 Rolls Royces, and everybody else in the cult is supposed to basically, you know, give Osho your booty whenever you ask for it and all of your money. Sign over all your inheritance to Osho. And that's why Osho literally sits there and says, "The people are retarded." One of his best lines, "The people are retarded." Well, stop being retarded. Don't give the cult leader all your money. But wait a minute. The IRS, the government, they act in the exact same way as Osho, and they demand basically everything. Total commitment. Total death. The ultimate death cult, if you think about it, is governments in the past, like the Aztecs, the Mayans, etc. Like, they literally said, "Give us your youth. We want your firstborn. If you don't sacrifice your firstborn, the sun god will destroy you," and so forth. No, all governments act like cults, because governments at the end of the day end up being and operating just like a cult, because a cult, like a government or like any of these other entities, is basically a kind of human control system. And the money system is the most important central control element in that control system. That's why the fiat Federal Reserve usury debt-based system is so important. It's at the center. I mean, obviously, media and these other things, education, the drugging of the population, the toxic food, all of that's also very crucial. But the main central mechanism, the core, the planet core, is the usury-based, debt-based black hole system. And like Max Kaiser says, Bitcoin is like another black hole that sucks all of the debt into a real asset. It's the ultimate champagne supernova of money, the real hardest asset. Gold's good too. I'm not dissing gold, but money is the key to the control system in a cult and with our corporate government, exact same control system. If you look up cult leaders, one thing you'll notice about them, that my seventh sign here that we're under a death cult, is that cult leaders usually have some kind of weird, crazy background. They're usually coming out of some history of being involved in black ops, or they were previously some con man. They were Don LaPree teaching you how to sell tiny little ads in classified papers to make $1 million. I mean, there's always some weird, sus background to a cult leader. And then, oh, lo and behold, the government, the corporate government, well, it has a sus background, doesn't it? It basically lies nonstop, gaslights the people constantly like a cult leader does, and then asks you to bend over for some more cult initiation, right? Like Osho says, I will plant my seeds inside of you with his booger whistle. So cults and governments are identical when it comes to their shady backgrounds and their history of constantly lying. And you think, why would anybody believe this guy? He's obviously a con man. And yet the same people who will call L. Ron Hubbard or Osho or whoever an obvious con man will turn around and believe, you know, Biden or whoever. So no, cults lie and they seek, number six, total control. If you've ever noticed the way a cult works, a cult doesn't just want you as a member on the rolls and tithing or giving your grandma's assets to the cult. No, they want all of your life, all of your time, all of your focus, all of your attention, because cults are energy vampires. And lo and behold, especially say post the 9/11 event, you remember they set up the Total Information Awareness Network. Poindexter and others right after the big nine event. Why was that? Well, that was to build this infrastructure for total surveillance, total control. And according to Klaus's book in the last section of Fourth Industrial Revolution, Klaus says that the future will be an Internet of Things where not only is everything tracked and traced, but everything is tracked and traced so that you can be rationed and controlled before being summarily depopulated. So total control is another element that a cult has that we have in our life. Number five, the cult wants you to be atomized, individualized, isolated, and alone. Well, that's exactly what post-COVID the government did, the corporate government run by Rockefeller Foundation, CDC, all of that, Carnegie Endowment, basically deciding that we would all be isolated, alone, alone, hashtag alone together, which makes no sense. On the internet, interacting only through screens and not with actual real people in life. Social distancing, 6 feet away. No reasoning for that. It just was arbitrarily made up. Well, no, it wasn't arbitrary. It was actually part of psychological conditioning, operant conditioning. That's exactly what it achieved by especially younger children who were raised during that period to be in some way probably damaged through these policies. Number three, all of life is not only connected to and controlled by the cult, but the cult is essentially narcissistic. The cult leader is totally narcissistic. The government is narcissistic. In other words, the pathology of the people in government, they're narcissistic psychopaths, is the exact same pathology of the people who run a cult. Delusions of godlike status, delusions of being saviors. I think people, for example, have pointed out that Soros has this idea of being a savior, like he wants to save the world and be lauded and praised as this sort of savior figure through his, you know, foundations, Open Society, and so forth. And probably being at that kind of a level where you instigate crises in order to supposedly bring in, you know, your solutions, problem reaction solution, that probably does give rise to some sort of, you know, salvific fantasy or some sort of savior complex. And so the cult leader is just as narcissistic as the state, corporate state CEO, president CEO, we'll call him. Number two, cults are illogical. They don't tell you anything that matches up with your reality. And they do that on purpose to dissociate you from the reality that you experience. They want you to believe in something completely divorced from your reality. Here's the key point, on purpose. This is something that Alex stresses all the time and has stressed for decades, that it's not accidental that they're lying to you. It's not some mere government incompetence. Constantly lying to you has the effect of putting you into a almost dissociative and catatonic state to where you're completely receptive to the government conditioning and messaging. And that's done by design. In fact, if you remember, I think we covered it on the fourth hour. We did the very famous book, Rape of the Mind by Joost Merleau, who was one of the World War II psychological warfare experts. I think he worked with the Dutch government during World War II. And he was laying out all these techniques and principles that tyrants and tyrannical governments use. And amazingly, everything in that book matches up perfectly to ours, our government, that is. One of the things he talked about was the tactical, intentional, wild insistence on lying on purpose. Yes, you heard me right. Lying at a crazy gaslight level, constantly on purpose. There's a whole chapter in the book on that. Why would they do that?
Well, they wouldn't do that. They would get caught and then everybody would figure it out.
And yet, what do we see every day? The corporate government lies constantly, nonstop, and people don't figure it out. Why? That's a tactic. It's a technique in warfare and in psychological warfare to constantly lie on purpose. And number one, because they're pathological liars, everything in the society essentially is deception, is based around deception, and then it crumbles. And so we start to see that decay and that corruption all around us. And I think everything from the infrastructure to human social interactions to the collapses of the churches, to the religious institutions, all that's happening by design. If you want to come see me live, I'll be live at October 25th and 26th at Bohemian Grove. There's going to be a lot of podcasters, a bunch of comedians there. We're going to have a lot of fun. The tickets are available at the top of my website, jasonelsis.com. You can get my books there in the shop, signed copies there. You see Jay Dyer live there on the top link. You can also go to the InfoWars store and get access to those great products to keep Alex on the air. Thank you.
The deep state hates me almost more than anybody in the world except President Trump. That's because I've got their number. We've got a giant audience of activists like you that understand what's happening as well and aren't going to roll over and let them take over our planet and enslave us and depopulate us. We're going to stop this death cult together. But the enemies of freedom are trying to shut us down November 13th. Regardless, our great sponsors are going to keep the broadcast going no matter what. But we need funds to do it. So please go to our amazing sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, and get some of these amazing designs. More than 15 years ago, I designed this baby. We brought it back. I love it. It's a collectible. It's limited edition. It's at thealexjonesstore.com. And now they've added long-sleeved, lightweight, and heavyweight hoodies for cool weather and super cold weather with all these incredible designs. They're now available at thealexjonesstore.com. And it gets even crazier. These shirts are being made right now, so I don't have one, but tomorrow we'll have one. It's in the mail to us right now. Look at this. You talk about fun. I was going to be a Democrat for Halloween, but my head wouldn't fit up my ass. Gotta love that. Here's another one. Make Halloween great again with the evil Trump. Make the frogs straight again. All these great designs and more are available at thealexjonesstore.com. It keeps us on the air at this critical time in the face of the globalists, and they're amazing shirts. You'll meet so many great people when you're out wearing these. It's an adventure to wear these shirts, and it keeps us on air. Thank you for standing with us. Thank you for supporting free speech. You are the reason we're still here. God bless you. Now, please visit thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I want to thank all those that have gone and gotten the shirts. Thank you so much for what you're doing. You are amazing.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.